Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
She's on a roll like we've never seen. She is unbeaten in this game. It's Mo knows country, and Anthony's like, oh no. Here we go. Anthony, you think you can take her down?
I hope so.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Listen closely to how the game works, sir.
All right, we've got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. And Anthony, it's going to be yours because I have faith you're going to win. All you have to do is answer five country-related trivia questions. Now, the person with the most correct answers is going to win. But ties go to Mo. Why, Anthony?
Because it's her money.
That's exactly right. All right, help me get her out of here. Tell her to leave the studio.
See you later.
Mo is out of here. So now, Anthony, here are your questions. Ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Comments about George W. Bush back in 2003 nearly derailed this group's career, but they're finally back out touring. Name that group.
Pass.
Okay, question number two. Alabama famously saying, quote, if you're going to play in blank, you got to have a fiddle in the band. Where were they talking about?
Texas.
Question number three. Don't be afraid of this one, okay, Anthony?
Okay.
This Taylor Swift album spent 275 weeks on the Billboard album chart. Can you name that Taylor Swift album?
A pass.
Question number four. Willie Nelson said, ironically, he was flying on a plane when he wrote one of the biggest hits in his career on the back of a barf bag on the plane. Can you name that big hit?
Oh, man.
Need an answer?
Goodness. Oh, man, pass.
Okay. All right, question number five. Maybe the storm winds weren't blowing in her direction, but did you know Tanya Tucker, or Tanya Tucker, depends on which way you say it, originally recorded this song, which went to number one for Garth Brooks back in 1991. Name the song.
Man, I passed.
All right.
Okay. All right. I tried to give you some hints there, Anthony. I tried to help you out a little bit. But let's find out. Let's get Mo back in here. Let's get her back in. And how did he do, Eric?
All right. He got 1 out of 5.
Yes. All right, Anthony.
Mo, if you can get one, you'll time here.
Okay.
Here are your questions. Question number one. Comments about George W. Bush back in 2003 nearly derailed this group's career, but they're finally back out touring. Name the group.
The Dixie Chicks.
Correct. I would have taken the Chicks or Chicks, either one. So, question number two. Alabama famously sang, if you're going to play in blank, you got to have a fiddle in the band. Where were they talking about?
Texas.
That is correct.
Yep. Wait, which one did Anthony get wrong?
He did not get that first one right.
Oh, Anthony.
So
all
now
right,
it's
let's
two
hear.
To one, Mo. Two all to right. one, Mo.
He did get Texas.
No,
he did get Texas.
Thank God, Anthony.
Trying to give you a clue here. Don't be afraid of question number three, Mo.
Okay.
Because Taylor Swift's album spent 275 weeks on the Billboard album chart.
Okay.
Name the Taylor Swift album.
I can, like, see the cover of it.
Mm-hmm. Need an answer.
With her precious, precious face on the front of it.
I need an answer.
I don't freaking know.
Fearless.
He said, don't be afraid of this question.
Oh, I thought you were afraid of because I don't like Taylor Swift.
Don't be afraid of
this. Sorry, okay, I'm going to listen closely.
All right, fine. Question number four.
I'm ready.
Willie Nelson said, ironically, he was flying on a plane when he wrote one of his biggest hits on the back of an airplane barf bag.
That was On the Road Again.
That would be correct. Yeah. Yes. Woo. On the road against Anthony. Ironically, he was on a plane.
Ironically.
All right, fine. Anyway, question number five. Maybe the storm winds weren't blowing in her direction, but did you know that Tanya Tucker originally recorded this song that went on to become a number one hit for Garth Brooks in 1991? Can you name that song?
Is it Thunder Rolls?
The Thunder Rolls. We'll take it.
Yeah, correct.
We'll take it. Right.
Thank you for the clue. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're doing here with the little hints inside. I'm going to listen closely next time.
Anthony, I'm so sorry, buddy. Only one answer for you today, so you know what you got to say.
Yes. My name is Anthony, and I'm from Houston, and I lost because Mo knows country.
Anthony. Yeah.
Yep, that is right.
I love you, though.
That hurts right, me. Anthony.
All right, thank you.
We can do better. Tuesday, we'll play again. We have Monday holiday. So Tuesday, we'll play Mo Knows Country at 8:20 right here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.